KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and possible thunderstorms today, a high around 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, while the number of new Cyclospora cases being confirmed is slowing, the effort to find the source of the parasite that's caused all the trouble is not. Iowa Health Department Medical Director Patricia Quinlisk said yesterday that Iowa had over 100 cases as of Thursday. And Nebraska and Texas are also seeing large numbers of cases, with some scattered cases in other states. Quinlisk says Iowa is working with those other states to try and nail down the source.
In fact, we're having basically daily conference calls with all of the states that are involved, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Food and Drug Administration. Because when you get something when multiple states and, thinking that it's a food that hit the basic market across the United States, potentially, you have to get all of the federal as well as the state people involved.
It's believed the parasite that caused the Cyclospora cases was spread through a contaminated fruit or vegetable. Dr. Quinlisk says having multiple states involved is a mixed blessing.
Sometimes it makes it a little bit harder because it's just more complex and more people involved. But on the other hand, sometimes it can make it easier because the same kind of foods, for example, that Iowans are eating might be different from the foods that Texans are eating, and therefore you find out what food they have in common, which might be, again, easier to see that across different states and different, slightly different cultures.
Those who have been confirmed with Cyclospora get a 15-page questionnaire from health officials.
We go through everything that they might have eaten, that they put in their mouths during that incubation period, which is 2 weeks long. And then we also ask them things like, what grocery stores do you go to? What restaurants have you gone to? Do you travel? Have you been out of the country? Did you go to other states? Have you gone to any conferences? What about the church supper? All of those questions we ask to try to find out what the possible common exposure that all of these people who got sick may have had.
A two-week lag in the incubation of the disease and then the delay in people seeking out treatment means investigators may find people who can't pull up the answers right away.
We're actually having to go back to people and ask them what they ate in early June. I would never be able to remember that. So we often will then say, what would you have been likely to do? What's the, for example, grocery store that you go to most often? Do you go out to a certain restaurant routinely?
Quinlisk says there is no evidence to tie the problem to any fresh fruit or vegetables grown in Iowa. At least six people have been hospitalized in the state, and some are still reporting diarrhea. That's one of the main symptoms of the disease. Quinlisk says they believe they discovered most of the cases in Iowa at this point, and the fact that there are not any new cases developing indicates the parasite was introduced by something that is now no longer here. The latest report shows eight cases of Cyclospora have been confirmed in Pottawatomie County, two cases in Mills County, and one each in Monona and Montgomery counties. Woodbury County had four cases, while Linn County in eastern Iowa continues to lead the state with 34 cases. News time is 8:04.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Well, the Atlantic City Council on Wednesday set August the 7th at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing with regard to the 2013 Bull Creek Storm Sewer Improvement Project. The council authorized the letting of bids as well, and they'll be received and open on August the 6th and presented to the council on the 7th. City Administrator Doug Harris reminded the council that last year several members of the city and the council and city staff inspected the underground Bull Creek Storm Sewer System, along with engineers Dave Sturm and Tim Todd. Tighe. The tunnel is comprised of old limestone archways and crosses the downtown area, and it's in need of significant repair.
We saw where it just eroded clear under the bottom, and it's rough, and so by sealing that, you know, where you're taking some of the diameter, the coefficients, you know, the friction, you know, will be less. So you're going to get as much water through. You're not going to lose capacity in that line.
A special seal mixture forming an inner liner or shell will be installed at some of the worst points along the tunnel, and a mortar shell will encompass all surfaces of a box culvert. In other business, the council Wednesday authorized Mayor Dave Jones to sign an airport planning and zoning agreement between the city and the Iowa Department of Transportation. Doug Harris said the agreement is necessary if the city is to receive future grants for the development and or improvement of the airport.
The Iowa Department of Transportation says that you're going to have to update your airport land use and zoning ordinance in order to get future grant funds. Now, this is a new requirement. We worked with SWPCO to get a grant application in to help fund 85% of the cost of that.
Under the terms of the agreement, the city must begin development of the ordinance no later than 12 months after the agreement is signed. The DOT has agreed to reimburse the city 85% of the eligible project cost, not to exceed $14,100. The total cost is expected to come in at $16,600, meaning the city will pick up the remaining $2,500. Councilman Sean Schaus says it makes sense to update the city's planning and zoning ordinance for the airport to make use of the DOT's assistance for future projects, but he questioned a section of the agreement entitled Sponsor Assurances.
We're agreeing that we'll operate and maintain the safe and serviceable condition at the airport and all facilities thereon connected therewith, which are necessary to service the aeronautical users of the airport, and will not permit any activity thereon which would interfere with its use for airport purposes. And the thing that immediately came to mind is shutting the airport down for special events could easily, I think, be interpreted as allowing activities which interfere with its use for airport purposes.
The Atlantic Municipal Airport is normally closed during those types of events, such as the 4th of July celebration, and pilots are required to file flight plans to accommodate those closures. The council asked the city attorney and Doug Harris to contact the Iowa DOT for clarification, even though they went ahead and approved the agreement. Brett Earlmeyer, chair of the Audubon County Community Foundation, or ACCF, a countywide community foundation, is reminding Audubon County nonprofit organizations that the fall grant program is now beginning. The deadline to apply for funds through a grant application process is September the 1st, and $34,900 is available to be allocated for the fall grant cycle. Only organizations providing services in Audubon County are eligible, and they must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered. For those nonprofits in Audubon County, you can go to www.iowacommunityfoundations.org/AudubonCEF. You can find a link to that on our website here on KJAN. And Nicholas Hunt, the chair of the Cass County Community Foundation, is reminding nonprofits here as well that the fall grant program is beginning. And again, the deadline to apply for the application for the grants is September the 1st. Hunt says that $23,400 is available in Cass County to be allocated for the fall grant cycle. And once again, as with Audubon County, the only organizations in Cass County are eligible. And you can find out more about that by going to the same story on KJAN.com. Click on the news tab and scroll on down for the link to all that other information. Well, organizers behind a Hard Rock-themed casino in Sioux City say they're on schedule with construction. Sioux City Entertainment said in a news release that they soon plan to demolish an old pub and video store to make way for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City. Excavation will follow to prepare a site for the building foundations. The Sioux City Journal reports that an official groundbreaking ceremony is planned for mid-August. A new $120 million casino is expected to open next summer. Sioux City Entertainment was awarded a gambling license in April over several bids to replace the Argosy Riverboat Casino. Penn National Gaming Company has criticized that decision. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. Park rangers and other law enforcement will be at a state park in Aurora, Colorado this afternoon to keep the peace when guns rights advocates hold a rally at the same time a ceremony will be held to remember the 12 people killed and 70 wounded when a gunman opened fire in a movie theater last July 20th. The executive director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners denies his group is being insensitive by holding the rally. He says they'll be respectful. Detroit city workers are concerned that the city's filing for bankruptcy could change pension and retiree benefits, which are guaranteed under state law. Other people are worried that a bankrupt Detroit will cause businesses to reconsider their operations in the Motor City. General Motors says it doesn't anticipate any impact to its daily operations. Detroit is the largest U.S. city to have ever filed for bankruptcy. Secretary of State John Kerry is flying to the West Bank to press his effort for a new round of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The extra stop while traveling in the region indicates a possibility of success. Kerry will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. Kerry had a two-hour session with the chief Palestinian negotiator in Amman this morning. And police in New Jersey will have to get warrants if they want to track suspects using cell phone data. In a ruling yesterday, New Jersey's Supreme Court Chief Justice said, quote, "No one buys a cell phone to share detailed information about their whereabouts with the police." News time is 8:11.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness,
social isolation, impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Terry Lee Derby, age 65 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Terry Lee Derby will be today at 10:30 at the Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas Gock, age 62 of Carroll, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Gock will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Funeral Home in Carroll has the arrangements. Susan Mahaland, age 94 of Littleton, Colorado, died September 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Susan Mahaland will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Cleo Blenny Gary, age 98 of Wichita, Kansas, died Sunday in Wichita. Graveside services for Cleo Gary will be on Monday at the Griswold Cemetery west of Griswold. Friends may greet her family at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday. Our news brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.